All right, welcome everybody to week one of Momentum Bootcamp. I am fired up. My name's Dan Valentine, and I'm going to be your host for today and maybe some of the other weeks, but we're going to have a great time. I've been so excited about this bootcamp. We got together all of your leaders and said, hey, let's get something going. Okay, now here's the deal with this bootcamp. And Carol's going to kick us off in just a second here, the one and only Carol Hips, and explain to all of us how we can get the absolute most out of bootcamp. But here's the bottom line. Our goal is momentum. And I'm going to forecast for you right now. We're talking momentum, not just in your business, but momentum in your life. You're going to see that all the things we talk about, yes, we will get into some business specifics, some actual skill sets to use for this business, but we will always be talking mindset. We will always be sharing content, valuable content that will actually make a difference in your life as a parent, as a spouse, as a friend, as an employee, as a manager, whatever it is, a bunch of other areas of your life, in your personal health. This bootcamp is designed to help create momentum, because here's the deal. How you do one thing is how you do everything. How many of you ever noticed that, right? How many of you ever seen, okay, question for the chat. When you bring a shopping cart out of the grocery store, do you put it back in the little shopping cart corral, or do you leave it laying there for some other car to run into or someone else to come pick it up? That might seem like a little thing. And actually, I thought about this. I might do this sometime to get it on video, do a live, and get a bunch of cash, maybe a bunch of $100 bills, and go out to a grocery store. And if the people that take their cart and bring it and put it in the corral, pay them $100 or $20 or something like that, right? Just to reward their commitment to do what's right. And if you find little things like that, how many of you throw trash on the ground? You don't worry about it. Someone else will pick that up. All those little things add up. And we understand that with this business. If you want success in this business, one of the byproducts is success in your life. You got to have structure in your life. You got to live above the line. You've got to embrace obstacles as the way. You have to know how to manage disappointment and discouragement. All these things run together. So you might just be here to grow your business, but I'm excited to tell you that you are also going to grow your life. The people around you are going to be better because you are part of this boot camp. So we are honored to be part of this. I'm honored to help you along this journey, and I actually go on this journey with you. But let me give away our strategy. Okay, here's our strategy. This is not a 1 week play. This is not a 1 week goal or a 3 week boot camp or a 6 week boot camp. If you notice, we didn't even say how long this boot camp is going to go. It might be 6 weeks, it might be 8 weeks, it might run all the way up to convention. We're going to play it by ear. But here is our goal. Okay, and actually, personal development and growth and reading is actually one of the requirements in this boot camp. And I'll be talking about that at the end with the action steps. But this is not just go start conversations. Yeah, that's part of it, but we are all going to grow. My goal is that every single one of us, we will be different people by the time August ends. And you're like, wait a minute, August, what are you talking about? Here's the deal. We are in a season that is set up for momentum. And what I mean by that is this. We are about 2 months away from convention, maybe 10 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, something like that, away from national convention. And here's our goal for all of us. First of all, unashamedly, I'm going to tell you, our goal is that every single person that's on this boot camp shows up at convention. Because here's what's going to happen. I've been in this business long enough to know that if you can avoid the summer slump, and it's not because people aren't looking to get healthy, it's because sometimes coaches get in a slump. So we are going to battle that. Listen, I know there's been some IT issues. Listen, none of that matters. We are going to take this bull by the horns, and we're going to take personal responsibility for our business and our lives, and we are going to move the needle, okay? So here's what we want to do. We're going to roll this boot camp. It may not go all the way to convention, but we're going to roll from this boot camp into convention, which will be a massive business accelerator. It'll be a massive inspiration and encouragement. injection at convention, and then we're going to roll into August. And I'm telling you, if you do this right, August will be the best month that you have ever had in your business, okay? What happens in August is a reflection of what you're doing in your business right now. And I've seen how the momentum flows in this business, and we're very strategically doing this boot camp right now, okay? So the name of the game is momentum. Yeah, you might not see it tomorrow. You're like, I was on boot camp yesterday. Where's the momentum? We're going to build momentum, and momentum takes a little while to get going. You got to get into action right away. But by the time we get to the end of August, you are going to see things that will blow your mind. Now, I'm going to say this before I hand it over to Carol. I had so much fun reading on the Facebook group. I asked the question, hey, what do you want to get out of a boot camp? Why are you so excited about it? And I love the diversity of the coaches in there. We've got top leaders, integrated presidential directors that are on there saying, hey, I'm excited to grow, be a better leader, help more people, have a bigger impact. And then all the way to brand new coaches that you could even sense it a little bit in their comment that they're a little pensive. They're a little bit like, I don't know what to expect. I'm brand new. I just started this thing. What is a boot camp? My coach just put me in here and told me I need to do this boot camp. I'm so scared. What are we doing? Great thing about this boot camp is this is going to be perfect for everybody. We are not in a race with each other. We are not chasing each other. Our goal is to become a better version of ourselves by the time this boot camp is over. So the things we're going to learn in here, they can help you if you are a brand new coach just getting started, or it can help you if you are a top leader with thousands of coaches in your organization. And I am looking forward. I know what's on tap for today in about 2 seconds when we get this thing going. I am looking forward to growing. I'm looking forward to becoming a better leader and a better husband and a better dad and just a better person all the way around through what we're going to do over the next few weeks. Okay, so without any further ado, this week we are setting the stage so that every foundation is, everything is in place for you to get the most out of this boot camp. Okay, so we're going to start things off with that very topic. Integrated presidential director and amazing rock star, Carol Hips, come share with us. How can we get the most out of this boot camp?
Well, Dan, between you and that Ed Milet podcast I listened to, I feel like I could run like 10 miles right now. Oh, one of the things you said that I wrote down, because even as integrated presidential directors, we're still taking notes, was personal responsibility. And one of the things that I know has helped me with these boot camps, which, by the way, I never lack excitement. No matter where you're at in this business, when you hear the word boot camp, you'll never lack excitement because you're going to learn, you're going to grow. But personal responsibility, this is something that we teach our children. You know, my oldest is in competitive basketball. She comes off the court and first thing it's like, but Mom, did you see what so-and-so did? But Mom. And I tell her, just like I try to teach other people and in my own life, accepting personal responsibility, who are you responsible for? You're not responsible for how anyone else shows up on that court. And I would say the same for us as coaches. We're not responsible for how anyone else shows up, but we are responsible for how we show up. So you may be asking yourself, like Dan said, there was all those comments, which were amazing. You may be on here like a brand new coach and you did get put in here because your coach said you need to do this. Or maybe you made the decision to jump in and this is your first boot camp, or maybe this is your eighth boot camp. You may be asking yourself, how do I get the most out of this boot camp? Like, what are the things that I can do to get the most out of this boot camp? And I'm never a person that's going to tell you what you need to do, but you might want to write some of this stuff down. When I got into my first boot camp, these are things that I had just adopted for any training, really, but specifically a boot camp, because you're going to hear a lot of gold. You just heard a lot of gold from Dan. There's a lot of awesome leaders about to follow me. They're going to give you more gold. And so I would recommend writing some of this stuff down. So number one, I'm going to give you 6 things. Number one, you want to show up. Just like Dan's talking about those shopping carts. How do you show up in life? But show up for this boot camp. Every Saturday, no matter if it's 6 weeks, no matter if it's 12 weeks, show up for this boot camp. Make a commitment not just to be on here today, but to be on here for however many weeks this persists, because you're going to learn and you're going to grow from from every single week. Don't just show up to this boot camp. Show up on Monday nights for our trainings. Anytime that you can have a training opportunity, you're going to learn from some of the best people that know how to grow this business. No excuses. I'm a no excuse maker. There's been times where my kids have been sick. There's been times we have ball games. There have been times that I've been at the softball fields, and I still make training a priority. Set your calendar. This is one thing that I've done once I got rid of that old paper thing that was driving me nuts. Digital calendar, I would set it on repeat. I don't want to leave anything to up here. There's a lot going on up here. Mom of three. And I just don't want to leave anything to chance. So I set my calendar on repeat so that it alarms me. Another thing that I would recommend not doing is don't take any calls. Don't schedule any calls during boot camp time. Don't respond to text messages during boot camp time. You want to be fully present and attentive because you may think that you can focus on more than one thing, but you really can't. So being fully present, commit to your health. And I know that's going to be shared later on, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but that is one way that we can show up is commit to our health. And remember, you're not showing up for Dan or me or anyone else that's on here that you may hear from. You're showing up for yourself. You're showing up for your family and the dreams that you guys have and the plans that you have made. And you're showing up for other people that honestly, you have no idea who they are. It may be the person you see at the grocery store putting a cart back in that's a future coach that you get to work with. So show up at all times, and that means being fully present on the boot camp. So number two, be open to receiving the how. A lot of times we focus on the what. We have an amazing what. Optavia is amazing. You know, we focus on our why, and Tiffany's going to give us some great feedback and good training on how to focus on our why. But in this boot camp, I would suggest being open to receiving the how. You know, success leaves clues. I've always heard Dan and Doug and all the top leaders say success leaves clues. Well, you're going to hear from some high performers. These are not just, they are normal people. They're normal people that decided to be high performers. You can decide at any moment to change your habits to be a high performer. So when you're receiving the how, remember that these are normal people that were open to being curious about how to work this business. They were open to receiving the how, and they did the work. They stayed consistent. So I would suggest over these coming weeks, work the business on a consistent level and be open to receiving the how every single week. And not just writing the how down, but actually implementing it. And I'm going to share that with you in a second. The how works, you guys. The what works. If your why is in place, the how works too. So just be open to receiving the how. And then number three, just going to tell you, get over it. What do you think it is? It is fear. Get over the fear. You may be new on here and you're scared of your own shadow right now because it is, you know, it's a new thing, right? But I would suggest getting over it. It being fear. I'll never forget. I'm telling you, these next several weeks will test your comfort zone. And it's a good thing. Nothing ever grows from that area, right? Getting uncomfortable will help you grow. I'll never forget. I believe it might've even been on a boot camp. Tasha Ives. She impacted me just with one little three-word statement. She said, do it scared. And she was talking about Facebook Lives. Well, I never did a Facebook Live. I was that normal mom that just showed up on Facebook, right? I never did a Facebook Live. She said, do it scared. And I was like, I was open to receiving the how. I knew my why and I knew the what worked. So I did it scared. And I've been doing Facebook Lives ever since. That was literally over 2 years ago. So I would recommend get over it. Do it scared. Fear is just a habit. And what's cool about habits is we can recreate our habits, right? We can recreate our habits. So get over what other people are going to think about you because it's not about you that they're thinking, really. It's about them and how they're uncomfortable with themselves. So don't fear what people are going to think about you as you apply these action steps in the boot camp. Just keep your focus on what you want to create. Get over the fear of what other people think. Get over the fear of anything that you're experiencing and focus on what you want to create. Know your necessity. This is important. Necessity is what you have to make happen. I could tell you a whole lot about our story, but for sake of time, I'm not going to do that. But I came in with necessity. And I will tell you right now, necessity trumps fear any day. You will do what it takes to be successful because out of necessity. So get clear on what your necessity is. Show up on social media as your authentic self. Be real and genuine with other people. Whatever you know, you learn in this boot camp, if there is anything about social media, take it to heart and really put it into action. Number four, work your plan. There's varying stages of coaches in this boot camp. Whatever your plan is, work it. What you focus on grows. And, you know, I wouldn't recommend just jumping on here and taking a bunch of notes, checking a box, you know, maybe giving a little feedback to your mentorship team and saying, oh my gosh, this was the best part. I wouldn't recommend doing all of those things and then actually not taking action on it. So work your plan. Take the action steps. Remember that success leaves clues. These are actions that are proven to work every single time. I can guarantee you, if you got us all in a room, we would probably say we did the same things to be successful. So take the actions from the boot camp that you're going to hear every week and actually do them, implement them. I can promise you that the people that you're supporting will thank you for it. And the people that we're supporting, I guarantee if you asked us, how many people are you actually supporting? How many people are asking you questions? Our answer would be not enough. So use your support team. Use your support team because that's what they're there for, to help you with a plan if you don't know what that looks like. But work your plan and adopt a no procrastination commitment to yourself. You can't put things off. That's not what works. So when you get off this boot camp, adopt that no procrastination mindset. And then 5, become your own diehard fan. You know, so many people can believe in us. And when I started this business, I actually went into it the thought that I could accomplish anything that I set my mind to. And I even said to myself, you know, it's better to be hated for what I am than loved for what I am not. And I made a commitment to myself to show up every day as me. And for almost 3 years, our 3-year anniversary is in August, I've showed up as me every single day and I made that commitment. So become a diehard fan of your own self. Don't wait on someone else to do it. Be insanely proud of your commitment to being on here, your commitment to deciding to change your life, your commitment to building this business, and know that you're capable of wonderful things. Know that you're capable of anything you set your mind to. You're going to get the action in this boot camp. You have to know that you're capable of great things. Do the work and never apologize for showing up as your authentic self, because the world will thank you for that, I can assure you. And then lastly, I've thought a lot about this, and these boot camps are awesome. You know, you hear from these passionate leaders, they're, you know, it's passion focused, action driven, all these amazing things. What happens to many of us when we leave this boot camp? We don't take it with us. So I want to encourage you, 6 and last for me is create a mental boot camp. And I did a lot of studying about boot camp actually when I was thinking about this. I'm a very curious person. I was doing a lot of reading. This boot camp is on Saturdays for 1 hour. You know, we have trainings on Monday nights. So those are just a few hours of our week, right? So, and this boot camp is full of all of these things that you really want to create in your own life, but you don't know how to take it with you. So what I would suggest is the minute you get off here, life is going to happen. So you have to work on what's up here. You have to work on creating this mental boot camp that's going to drive you every single day, because you will have sick kids. You will maybe be sick yourself, unfortunately. You will have an obstacle. You will have a setback. No doubt when we get off this boot camp, there will be things that come up. That person that you knew would just be an amazing coach, a rock star client, that you get an email as soon as this boot camp is over, they cancel their premiere. It's going to happen. But you have to create this mental boot camp, taking this boot camp and the fire and the passion and transferring it into your mind. Carrying it with you every single day is what's going to help you create success. And it's going to help you stay focused on taking these action steps and really implementing them, not just writing these notes, but it's going to help you when these obstacles come to really face the failures and face the setbacks and actually do something with them and maintain focus and determination in the pursuit of what you want for your family and for the families that you don't even know yet. It's pretty amazing what you can do in your mind. So I would suggest creating a mental boot camp. You're going to have grit like no other that will create this mind-blowing life through a vehicle you guys know as Optavia. So it's pretty awesome. So hopefully that's helpful, Dan. Thanks for inviting me on. This is fun. I always look forward to the boot camps and really excited to take my own notes because I've got my notebook ready.
Wow, Carol. I'm going to resist the urge to recap and repeat about 48 of your quotes that I wrote down. I literally just filled up my Instagram stories with quotes from Carol Hips. That was awesome stuff. Thank you. Hey, everybody, is that a good taste of what you're going to be getting over the next, let's call it 6 to 8 weeks? Is that a good little taste? guys, we're only 22 minutes into the very first boot camp, and the first 10 was just me blabbing, right? We got 10 minutes of solid, amazing content from Carol Hips. Thank you. Perfect. One other thing that I would say also that I meant to say at the beginning that I forgot before Pat Schatzline comes up and talks about making the shift, baby. Woo! All right, so here's the thing. Boot camp is not just – it's funny when somebody goes, hey, are you going to be on boot camp? Hey, were you on boot camp last week? Boot camp is not this video right here. This is the weekly boot camp video, but the boot camp is what's happening every single day up here and in the Facebook group. That's why we have that private Facebook group. So leaders, if you're sharing all the Facebook group content or some of it over to your team pages, I would recommend don't do that. Bring your team to this group. One of your bootcamp daily commitments, and you're going to see these at the end going into this to get the most out of it, is to check in that Facebook group every single day. It doesn't have to be 2 hours. Check in for 5 minutes because we're going to have content flowing there, but be part of the bootcamp on a daily basis. This is not a weekly thing, okay? Does that make sense? So without further ado, Pat Schatzline, what do we need to do up here, buddy?
Hey, you know, Dan, and forgive me if this internet goes crazy. You know, that's what hotels are all about. Karen and I are speaking in Pennsylvania at an entrepreneur gathering today. And guys, if I could just speak into your world for just a few moments. You know, in all honesty, years ago, we jumped on this amazing supernatural plan and then became coaches. Everything had to shift for us, but it didn't happen overnight. And I always say it like this: what started out as a bridge over troubled waters ended on a corner of destiny and circumstances where we began to shift. So I got to talk to you for a few moments, because before you can ever gain momentum, you've got to shift. And it was one of the hardest things personally that I'd ever did. So let me talk about that. In fact, I'm going to hit four areas. And I was on a flight yesterday and I was just writing and my brain was going crazy, but you're going to have to shift in your area of emotions, opinions, priorities, and purpose. I'm going to say it again. Emotions, opinions, priorities, and purpose. And you know, one of my favorite theologians is Jiminy Cricket. And he always says, if your heart's in your dreams, no request is too extreme. So you have to understand something as we move into this. I want to take just a couple of minutes and talk about the mind shift, the radical shift into understanding that in order to grow, you have to defeat the old mindsets, get in action, and prepare to take new lands. As I began to shift, everything around me began to shift. My circle, who I took calls from, who I took texts from, everything had to shift. And you know what? It's never too late to become the person you originally called to be. I want to say that clearly, because there are people on here and you're watching this boot camp and you're like, man, is this just another thing to get us fired up to do 3, 3, and 5 or a Facebook Live? Yes, it is. But it's bigger than that. It's deeper than that. We're talking about long-term dreams. You know, early this morning, I'm getting texts from Singapore because we're about to take a whole team over to Singapore. And it's become every aspect of us. So let me get into this for just a second. In a few times, I'm going to say the word key. And when I say key, I want you to write that down because it's critical. Because what you're about to learn is what separates the pack. If somebody doesn't shift, they will not grow. It's the difference in dabbling or diving in. Here comes a key. Are you ready? Could it be that your business is needing permission to grow from the old you? What do I mean by that? Maybe your business is just waiting on you to shift. So let me give you four shifts. Number one, shift your mindset. And Carol hit this for a moment. Everything she shared was so good, but shift your mindset to overcome fear. Can I say this to you? Your past isn't your prison, it's your university. It doesn't matter where you failed. It doesn't matter who fired you way back then or who spoke some words over you that should have never landed on you. Here's what I want you to understand. Karen wrote this in a new book that we're writing right now. And she said this: fear is an aberration or a hallucination that you've allowed to become an absolute. So number one, you've got to overcome fear. You've got to get past that thing. You become stagnant when your yesterday has way too much influence on your today. You understand what I'm saying? When you allow everything that happened to you back there keeps you from moving forward, you suddenly just start stepping back into the old person that laid on the couch and watched Lifetime and ate bonbons. That person is not going to change the world. You are a new you. You begin to rise up. You begin to step into that. The opposite of fear is peace. And I'm not talking about another piece of cake. I'm talking about stepping into that place of, you know, you go to bed every night. You've done everything you can to grow your business, and you can go to sleep at night because it's that moment when you begin to step into that place of not fearing rejection and start proving that you got the goods. So I want to say this to you as you're watching boot camp every single week and being all in on this thing and realizing this thing is for real. This thing actually is changing lives. It's transforming lives. One of our coaches gave me this one day, and it's just, we're grave robbers and hope dealers. Number two, shift your mindset about what others think and their opinions. Can I say this to you? I had to learn this as a minister, as an author, as a writer of articles. Because sometimes I write an article and Karen say, don't look at the comments that are coming across the magazines. And that is, little people have little voices. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. And when you begin to shift how you think about opinions, it may mean changing your circle and even smiling through the tears. It may mean when you begin to shift how you worry about other people's opinions, when they say stuff like, why do you post so much? Or, I decided to unfollow you. Well, here's a good one. Did you forget that you were anointed to do something else? That's happened to me over and over. And I had to make up my mind. Why would someone say that? Because here's the key. The old you didn't make others look in the mirror. The old person you used to be before you took back your health didn't make other people look in the mirror. They like mirror images, but when they begin to realize you don't look like them anymore, their voice is going to get really loud. Can I be real? As a minister, as an entrepreneur, the shift wasn't easy for me. I had to have people like Dan Valentine and Corey Baker really hold my hand. Doug Wood, really kind of walk with me. Why? Because the fact is that when you begin to shift in your thinking, it makes others uncomfortable. Why? Because the old you wasn't a threat. The old you fit. The old would go to Applebee's and order after 11 o'clock, 5 half-price appetizers. Instead, now you eat a lean and green. There's a shift that has to happen. The old you didn't hustle. Here's what I want to say. Here's a key. Ready? The opinion that matters at the end of your metamorphosis is not of those who doubted, criticized, or even ranted at you, but it's of those who ran beside you and encouraged you not to give up. That's a key. Remember why you're in it. Number three, real quickly, shift your priorities. Becoming selfish about your dream and mission is actually an unselfish act to liberate others. When you begin to say, this is who I am, it's the song, this is me. It became my favorite song. When you begin to say, here's the bottom line, I've shifted my priorities. I show up when others slip out. I'm a part of this vision when others don't have time. I let people know, sorry, we can't take that call. I can't do a share call during our training on Mondays or a boot camp on a Saturday. Why? Because from seasonal growth to day, it's that next place we begin to say, I'm getting off the playground of relaxation and I'm diving into this thing. I'm not going to be normal. While other people are sleeping, I'm busy. I'm up early. I'm checking things. I'm following up on people. Why are you willing to work while others play? Are you willing to show up when others slip out? Are you willing to push your team when they would love for you to let them sleep? Are you willing to work on the weekend while others sleep in and show up for a boot camp? Are you willing to make your schedule work for you and you not for your schedule? Are you willing to set goals that are only impossible to the old you? You know, I think about last weekend, I get a text from three of our ladies, Lizette, Susan, and Marie. Lizette drove all the way from North Carolina down to Fort Lauderdale. Her husband, who's a special teams guy in the military, sends me a picture. They set up this bridal show table. Now they're signed up for all these bridal shows. They got 1,500 emails at these bridal shows. They decked it out. They paid big money to set up this table because you know what they did? They said, let's do something different. Let's dream something bigger. Here's what I want you to know. It's going to be hard at first when you begin to make the shift, but I want you to realize the reward is unbelievable. When my little grandson said to my wife, he said, Gigi, are you at my beach house? We bought a beach house a year ago. Couldn't have done that without Optavia, the very beach house where I felt the shift begin to happen to me 3.5 years ago. And he goes, Gigi, are you at my beach house? She goes, yes, Jack, I'm at your beach house, because he's taking ownership. You're changing the next generation's mindset. Here's the last thing. Shift your purpose. Shift your purpose. You were created to make others healthy, guys. Here's what I want you to understand. Your purpose is to awaken those whom are slipping into a life of regrets. Shift how you think your purpose is. Three things I'll say. When you suddenly realize that you're changing lives and not diapers, everything shifts in you. Following behind, cleaning up their junk. When you begin to make up your mind, you have a plan that will help people get free, and nothing is going to stop you. Opinions, fears, none of that begins to matter. I literally walk in with a smile and leave with a smile. You know why? Because I know who I am. The shift has happened when no one has effect on your why. You eventually will call yourself from the past, call your past self and say, you did it. You shifted. And the shift has happened when someone cancels a premiere and you don't get upset, but you keep realizing that relationship trumps money and you leave the door open to come back. The shift has happened when you don't make excuses for missing training to your coach, but you make excuses to others because you won't miss training. The shift has happened when you stop reading brain food and start engulfing leadership and soul food. And the shift has happened when your brand no longer needs an explanation. People know what you are. I'm saying all this to you because the whole theme of this vision is momentum. And if you begin to get into momentum, I'm not the same guy as he doesn't exist. And I make people uncomfortable now because they like the old guy that would make funny jokes about his weight from the stage. They like the old guy that, you know, that was just chilling out with everybody drinking 700 calorie lattes. I don't live that guy anymore. You know why? Because, hey, Gigi, are you at my beach house? And here's what I want you to understand. Over the next afternoon into tomorrow, what's stopping you from doing a Facebook Live? What's stopping you from living out loud? What's stopping you from making 100 or 150 lists? What's stopping you for signing up for bridal shows all over America? It's happening. Our whole team is all in on this thing. I guess I'll say this thing to you. This is who you are. Once you've made the shift, you can't be, my friend. I hope I didn't break up too much.
No, that was great, Pat. You broke up a little bit, but I think we got 99% of it, and it was gold. Thank you. Wow. If you're ready to make the shift, put shift. Let's do hashtag shift in the chat or in the Facebook Live comments, because it starts with the decision to make that shift and then doing the work to make that shift happen. This Momentum Bootcamp is all about that shift that Pat just talked about. And you can count on it. The moment you put that hashtag shift in the chat, the resistance has started to rise up around you, in your mind, in your spirit. Your kids are probably banging down the door to get in wherever you're at. Resistance comes as soon as you made a decision. How do you know? One of my mentors, Ed Milet, says this, and I love it. How do you know if you've made a decision versus just had a fleeting thought? The way you know is that if you've really made a decision, you take immediate, massive action. And by the way, action happens to be one of the things we're talking about today. So stay tuned, commit to the shift first, and then we're going to help walk you through how to make that shift. I love that, Pat. Thank you so much. Next up, you heard us reference it a couple times. One of, if not the most important thing in this whole journey is to have clarity on what we call your why. So we've asked the queen of why to come on, and what a rock star, integrated presidential director, Tiffany Howard.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Dan. It's always an honor to serve this team. It's so funny. Carol and I were just texting each other saying it's so fun to be back together again. And a lot of you guys are new and you have no idea. Like, you just don't even know how blessed you are to be a part of this entire organization. It is the best. These leaders are so passionate and they care about you. And at this point in the game, none of these leaders have to do this anymore. But we love you all so much. And our desire is to give to you what we have. And so, oh my gosh, like the goal that Carol and Pat just dropped, I mean, I'm just like, I'm on cloud nine. Carol said earlier, she could go run a marathon. I could too. And I don't think I really could, but I could run a while with that, the power and the passion here. But, you know, we're talking about your why this morning. And listen, if you have been a part of a boot camp before, you know, we always start off with this. And so the inclination may be to tune out. Can I tell you, please don't tune out, because I don't care how long you've been coaching. This piece right here is so insanely critical, and it will change as you coach. The why when I started coaching was to pay for my fuelings, y'all. If I would have tuned out and stopped changing my why, I would not be where I am today. Your why will be ever growing and ever changing, and it is the most important piece, because if you don't know your why, you don't know why you're doing this. I promise you, the second second trouble comes, the second a client cancels the premiere, the second you went more than a week without a client, the second you get a hater like Carol and Pat talked about, you will quit. Your why is the key. And I know there's people in here, new coach to IPD. Again, your why is going to change. A good why is always growing. And, you know, we only know what we know. We have to be awakened to more. So many times I get on new coach meet and greets, and when I say, what do you want out of this? They're like, oh, I just want to help a few people. And okay, I've heard that 8 billion times. And I understand that you want to help people. So if you're a brand new coach and you want to help a few people, it's the heartbeat of what we do, y'all. It's why we do what we do, because we've been given a gift and our lives have been transformed and we want to give that away. But the problem is, I know that you have more inside you than you just want to help a few people. The thing is, you are scared. Some people are scared to voice what they want. And that can be for so many different reasons, guys. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. We all have goals and dreams. Do you remember being a little kid and you were like going to be a princess in a castle? And I don't know, I'm a girl. Okay, I don't know what you guys wanted to do. Maybe you wanted to be a Hulk. I don't know. Whatever. But we all have goals and we all have dreams. And the problem is, through life can knock you down, right? Sometimes you forget that those dreams can happen. You don't believe that you can do it. Whether that was you grew up in a broken home where everybody told you you were nothing, or you walk through life and you've been hurt so many times, or you failed at so many things. And so somewhere you just think, well, good enough is just good enough. Can I tell you, you were made for more, and there is such greatness inside of you. And whatever dream you want, this company is the vehicle to help you reach your dreams. So I am encouraging you guys, you can do anything. You have to dream bigger. We all have different goals. Know that my dreams are not your dreams, and that's okay. Okay. My reason for this, I am beyond passionate about Optavia. Like, can't even tell you, I've been held in bondage since I was 6 years old to obesity. I am freaking passionate about Optavia and about changing lives. That may not be your passion. Here's what's so cool. Dan always teaching me something, guys. Let me just tell you, leaders are learners. There never comes a day you'll stop learning. I remember Dan had come to Texas to do an event with our team. And I remember one of my coaches said, but what if I'm not as passionate as Tiffany is? Okay, first of all, very few people have the passion that I do, because I'm just always like, you think I'm on something, okay? I'm not, don't, I promise you, but I'm just passionate. But you know what Dan said? And it was so like this aha moment. He said, you know what? Maybe if Optavia isn't your insane passion, okay? You have to love helping people. You'll never grow. I'm just telling you, okay? You have to love people. People know if you're for real or not. But maybe that's not your passion, but maybe your passion is building wells in Africa. Maybe your passion is you want to go and you want to help another country, or you want to start a nonprofit for this, or you want to save the dogs. Okay, I don't know, whatever it is. Optavia can be the vehicle to fuel your passion, because Optavia can create the time freedom, the financial freedom. It can create whatever you want and be the vehicle to fuel that. So, but here's the deal. If you don't have a why, the second anything comes against you, you're going to quit. You're going to quit. Okay. So I'm going to share this analogy. I share it all the time. It's called the bridge analogy. Okay. A lot of you have heard me share this on boot camp, but it's so powerful. Think of this. And some of you have never heard it. So think of this. If you're on a building and it's like 8 bazillion feet up in the air. Okay. Y'all, I don't know a feet number, but just pretend it's Apple Tower. Okay. Really tall. And across the way, there's another one of those. Okay. And there's a one little wooden plank across it. Okay. And you're over here and someone goes, hey, Carol, I'll give you $10 to walk that plank to the other side. You're going to be like, no. Like, are you crazy town? Okay, you can give me $1 million, I can go do that. But if someone says, you know what, if your kid is on the top of that other building and that building is burning down and you're a mama, can you raise your hand and say, I don't care what it takes. I don't care if I risk death. I don't care if I got haters. I don't care if people think I'm crazy. I'm going to do that thing. I'm going to cross that bridge and I'm going to get my baby. Of course we will, right? Because our why has changed. So if you don't have a why big enough, you will never keep going. Now, here's the deal. You got to figure out what your why is, okay? It can't be some small baby little thing. Now, you don't have to dream of IPD day one, okay? Listen to me. I remember doing my meet and greet with Dan, and Dan telling me he was an IPD and all this stuff. And I thought he was crazy town. I thought in my head, you're the one guy who does that. Like, literally, how many of y'all ever been there? Okay, that was me. I was like, okay, Daniel, whatever. I didn't know Dan. Okay, I was like, yay, that ain't ever gonna happen to me. But you know what I could dream of? I could dream of paying for my feelings. And then when I did that, I dreamed a little bigger. I dreamed of $2,000 a month to replace my income. Yes, I said that's how poor I was. Okay. I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I could stay home with my babies. Then I got to $2,000 a month and I was like, oh my gosh, what if I could do this? And then what if I could do this? And it kept growing and growing. So when you think of your why, yes, you can think of IPD from day one. Carol did. Carol's like, I can do whatever I want to do. Okay. I had to prove to myself I could do it by creating small wins in this. But if you want to go to IPD, you got to start with, okay, I want to be IPD, but you got to start with small goals. Okay. Because if you wake up and just want to be IPD, okay, tomorrow when the crap happens and your kids are driving you bananas and someone wants you to volunteer at the PTA, whatever it is, you're going to drop down, all right? Because IPD doesn't seem that close. But senior coach does. If you're a brand new coach, that's only 5 clients. ED does, that's 17 clients. I prefer you to go blended path and get some coaches. We'll talk about that later in the boot camp. But you got to have a why that's going to drive you. And how do you do that? I don't got time because I'm already almost out of time. But go to YouTube and search Dan. She taught me this. He's a genius, y'all, if you don't know. But the 7 levels of why. Okay, go search that. It'll blow your mind. Because here's what I did when I did this whole exercise. I realized for me, money meant freedom for sure. But you know what it meant? It took me doing this exercise to realize it. Money meant freedom for me to create memories with my family. See, a lot of you know, my sister died when I was 14. My dad died when I was 3 months pregnant with my oldest, and I fell home dead on the floor. Okay, we ain't got to get into all that. But you know what? I didn't get to create memories with my family because they were so tight with money, and we didn't have a lot of money. So all I want now at this level of my life is I wish I had memories with my parents, okay? So you know what I make money to do? I'm going to do a lot of things, okay? But I want to create memories with my family. So all y'all see me traveling all over the world on Facebook, it is to create memories. So when I die, my kids have so many memories with me. It's ridiculous. But it took me doing this 7 levels to get to that. So, oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to end with this. Again, if your why is not strong enough, Dan's give me a thumbs up. Thanks, Dan. I love you. If your why is not strong enough, okay, you have to dig deep. Okay, so you're going to start with, I want to be senior coach if you're brand new, because then I can pay for fuelings. But if you're paying for your fuelings, what will you do with that extra $400 a month? Okay. What would that do for you? Okay, so maybe that means I can pay a car payment. Okay, now I have way less stress, right? Maybe I don't lay awake at night. Some of y'all ain't in this spot, but I was laying awake at night wondering how I'm gonna pay my electric bill, okay? And here's the thing to know about all these leaders on here. We all didn't start where we are. Listen, I started poorer than dirt feeding my kids on food stamps, y'all. Okay, so I got to where I got because my why kept changing and growing and growing and growing. But if you don't have a why, and it has to be freaking deep, y'all, it cannot be some surface level. It's just like with your clients when they're like, I just want to wear a bathing suit on that cruise. Okay, yeah, that's a cute little why, but what's gonna happen? The day that and gain the weight back because that was such a superficial why. So you got to dig deep in that why, and that 7 levels will help you do it. But if you don't, you will quit. You're going to get busy. Here's the deal. If your why ain't big enough, you're going to make every excuse under the sun. Excuses suck. I'm just going to tell y'all. Okay. But if you have a why, you won't let excuses get in the way. I hear it every day. I'm too busy. Y'all, we live in America. Everybody's too busy. We make time for what's important. What's important for me to spend 30 minutes a day loving on my babies, really more than that, right? I don't care what happens. Nothing's going to get in the middle of that because that is important to me. If your why is big enough, you won't let discouragement, you won't let defeat, you won't let when that client quits, when you don't sign somebody up, whatever. I built this business from a hospital room. A lot of you know my story, but my daughter died in my arms when I had been 1 month into coaching. I lived in ICU with her for 3 months, and I built this whole business in that ICU room. Because you want to know why? She was my why. But a lot of times people do this, and they use their why as their excuse. So I could have said, I'm building this for her, but now that she may not live, I got to stop. No, I had to say, if she lives, she needs a mama. She needs to be able to go on trips that I could never afford with her to make memories in case she doesn't make it. She needs a $16,000 hospital bed if she survives that mama can't pay for, and insurance sure won't. That became my why and my driving force. And I didn't let that be my excuse. And it's the last thing I'll say, the lion and the gazelle. You can go look this up on YouTube. I'm like, Carol, I'm a learner. I always want to grow. I heard this story. It was so powerful. Okay, if y'all know gazelles, when they wake up in the morning, their only thing is they're trying to not get killed by a lion. They are trying to run from lions. Lions know gazelles are slow. And I could catch these. Well, actually, there are a bunch of them. I could catch one of these gazelles, okay? If your why is not strong, you're like a gazelle. You're running from something. The only way you'll keep going in this business is if someone pushes you, if someone motivates you, if a trip, like people going on the cruise, like, okay, everybody wanted to go on the incentive trip, so they worked hard to do it, and then some of them coaches already, because their why wasn't big enough, they just want to be on a cruise. if you are not having a big enough why, you're like a gazelle. You're running from something, and it is it's not going to motivate. You're not self-motivated, right? You're just running away from something. And the second disappointment, discouragement, you're going to quit. If the lion stops, the gazelle will stop, right? They ain't running towards something. They just running from that lion. I want you to be a lion. I want you to run towards something. Run towards your goal. Run towards your dream. And here's the thing about that lion. That lion knows, not only am I trying to catch that gazelle to eat, but I'm going to turn around and I'm going to take that gazelle home and feed my whole family. And that's what lions do. And that's what we do in this business. If we have our why, we chase what we want. We get to take that. And just like all these leaders on here who are giving up their time when they don't have to, it's because they want to take what they know and feed you. And when you do that, you get to feed a lot of people and help a lot of people. So thank you, Dan. Love you all.
Wow. Now, let me say something here, okay? And I'm going to throw it over to Drew to talk about some foundational things that you must have, or none of this stuff we're talking about is going to work, okay? So stay tuned for that. Here's the deal. I'm just listening to everybody that just talked, and I'm picturing some of you, especially if you're a new coach, going, oh, yeah, of course, they're successful. I mean, look at how passionate they are. Look how what great speakers they are and how much they know. Listen, I was on the startup Zooms or close to the startup Zooms with every person that you just heard from. Guys, same boat that you're in. They became what you just saw. Yeah, they had some different talents and different, but there's, listen, just remove that excuse, because that's BS. You have every opportunity to become what you just saw from the place that you are at. Okay, so I hope that encourages some of you. Don't let that resistance excuse come in your mind, because it's just not the truth. All right, next up. Foundations. Drew, take it away, man.
Absolutely. Dan, I'm really glad you said that, because I actually wanted to bring that up. At least I'll speak for myself. I know that if there were times listening to people like Pat and Carol and Tiffany and Corey and Dan, I remember sitting there going, man, I can't be that. Yes, you can. You're going to be the version that you need to be, though. You're not going to be somebody else that you're listening to today. So, well, Drew, everything's been said. Yeah, but you haven't said it. That's the key. You haven't said it. We need you to say these things, because when you say it, you have a whole sphere of influence that we can never affect. And that's why we need you and your voice. So I want you to write down these three words today. First of all, I want to say what an honor to be on this thing with so many great individuals. What an honor to be able to speak to you guys today. So three words. Number one, write down congruency. C-O-N-G-R-U-E-N-C-Y. I know. Yeah, I had to look it up too. Number one, congruency. Number two, integration. Number three, decision. Congruency, integration, decision. All right, let's talk about congruency. Two words I want us to think about. The word compatible and harmony. Observation. Notice I did not say balance. I don't believe in balance. I believe in harmony. All right. Harmony between what you say you want and what you're willing to do. Okay? There's a harmony between what you say you want and what you're willing to do. How many people know those two things are a million miles apart? A lot of people can talk a good game. A lot of people say what they want. But what are they willing to do? And those two things combined make an unbelievable congruent reality. Now, congruency with what? Let's first talk about your health. You say you want optimal health, but are your actions saying otherwise? Is there a congruency between what you say and what you're doing? All right, now allow me to define your personal health real quick. You're actively maintaining, or you're creating a state of personal health, right? We're not in 5-in-1 prison, because we keep going back to old habits, old decisions that keep creating the same reality. No, that's not what we're talking about. What we are talking about is wherever it is you're at. Maybe you went through this weight loss journey 4 years ago. Jana and I, both of us, nailed it where we needed to be. And now we are finding congruency in our health by pushing forward into what that next thing is. How many people know that when you try to make a post about health and your life and your health is not in congruency, man, people can feel that. People just know. They just know you're copying and pasting. They just know you're taking a story. I want to know what, if you go back yesterday, I made a post about Jana and where she is at. And I'm telling you, it's because we live in congruency. And I wrote about how when she went into this thing, her mindset was absolutely focus, laser-like, and it would just came from an authentic place. How many people have sat down and a post just comes flowing out of you? It's the difference between that and sitting there and going, ah, you know what, I'm just going to copy and paste whatever Dan did today and put that on. Right. And now listen, and I'm not saying you got to be this master, you know, writer every single day. What I'm saying is that that's just a sign. It's just a good measuring point to sit there and go, am I being congruent with my health? How about being coachable? You say you want to grow your business and you say you're open to suggestions, but are your actions saying otherwise? Is there a congruency between what it is you're saying and what it is you're doing? Let's talk about integration real quick. All right, integration. It's the combining or putting the pieces together that make a whole, right? It's taking all these separate individual pieces and it's putting together into one piece. Well, let's talk about what integration looks like in our particular part. Well, are you following the system? Did you know we have a system? Did you know we have a proven system that when you follow it, creates the greatest opportunity for long-term success? Okay? I'm not just talking about hitting senior coach. I'm talking about as you develop, as you grow, this system that we have is a proven system. Now, let me ask you this. How many people, put a one in the chat, how many people would like to create their greatest opportunity for long-term success with their business? Put a one in the chat. If you want to create the greatest opportunity for long-term success, I'm telling you, there is a system. You don't need to go out and reinvent the wheel. This is super simple, super easy. It's just integrating yourself into the system that's already been done for you. Like what, Drew? How about trainings? Trainings Monday night. We have Dr. H training. Then we have the equipping training right after that. We have a coach hang that hangs. I'm telling you, when you integrate into the training system that is already done for you, you don't have to do the training. All you have to do is commit. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you find yourself skipping these trainings? Do you find yourself skipping these? Have these trainings become a rock in your schedule? Do you schedule around this time or do you schedule over this time? Okay, that's a major difference. Oh yeah, but Drew, I'm gonna get my first client and the only time they could do is during that training. Guys, listen, if you sacrifice that one call, okay, that's one client. I'm talking about creating long-term success. When you make this training priority on Monday night and you start to schedule around that time, not over it, that one client is going to exponentially multiply, because on these trainings is where you're going to be giving all of the tools that you need. So make sure you do those things. Let's talk about mentorship. Do you find yourself having offline conversations? They don't need to be a part of it. Maybe you say things like, I don't want to bother them, or Drew, I know how busy you are. No. Stop. No. This is integrating yourself into the system that is made to help you create success long-term. Utilize that system. This is what we're talking about. All right, lastly, decision. If you have heard one thing today, I would argue you could condense today's training down to one major idea. Making a decision to become the best version of yourself. That's really what I could argue this is condensing down to. Now, here's what I do know. Change is inevitable. Growth is optional. Change is inevitable. Growth is optional. Guys, you are going to grow. It's just a part of how this thing works. What is optional is if you're going to take it and if you're going to grow from it. You're going to change. You're going to come up against challenges. You're going to come up against resistance. That's not the question. The question is, will you grow through it? Wherever you're at today, I challenge you, make the decision that whatever challenges come, that you will open yourself up to become whoever it is you need to become through this process. You see, we're no longer talking about just building a business here, are we? We're no longer talking about just doing a 5-in-1 program. We're talking about total life transformation. That's what this business can do for you. I'm not saying it will, it can do it. The question is, will you open yourself up to it? Now imagine yourself taking 3, 6, 12 months, build the momentum you will have created. It will have just been absolutely amazing. And that's what we're trying to do, is create and build momentum. Dan, thanks so much.
Wow. So good, Drew. Oh man. It's hard for me to believe there's so much gold in, not just in one boot camp, but on week one. Drew said something that made me think, and then we're going to go to Corey Baker. He's going to close us out. So give us just 5-6 more minutes, even though he's going to take 8 or 9. But anyway, stick with us. And I meant to say this at the beginning. This boot camp cannot change your life. This boot camp cannot create 1 ounce of momentum in your life, in your business. And please forgive me if I worded it that way at the beginning, because that's a lie. This boot camp cannot do any of that. What you do with what you hear and consume and how engaged you are and what Corey's going to talk about, which is where the rubber meets the road, that can create momentum and can and will make massive changes in your business and your life. So Corey Baker, bring us home, man. By the way, Integrated Presidential Director, you're muted. Unmute. I got you. Well,
no, I got it. The stream went away. Sorry. All right. I need to do this because it's about to get for real here in the next few minutes. All right. So, and I need you to look in my eyes because my bill, my hat is like hiding my eyes. I need you to see my eyes. All right. So I'm just going to come out and just go for this. All right. And I want you to hear something from me today. And I'm saying this not because I'm trying to be some guy that's all up in your business today, but I just need you to hear this. And I'm really wrapping up what so many people have done so great at talking about already. And here's what I want to tell you. You are not the exception. Okay. You are not the exception. What does that mean? If you don't put in consistent action in your business, you will not grow. Okay. You might sign up a couple clients because you lost a few pounds. You might grow for a few months because you know a few people, but if you don't put in consistent action, you will not grow. All right. That's not me telling you what you can or can't do. It's just the facts. Here's the other thing that you aren't the exception of. You are not the one coach that this won't work for. Okay. You are not the one that said, oh man, I tried that thing. I tried that action. I tried that conversation thing. You are not the exception. So quit trying to be. You are not the exception of the person that can grow a big business without integrating on training. You are not the exception of that person that can grow a big business without being consistent with your health goals. You are not the exception. All right, so let's talk about action. We talk a lot about action. What does it mean? What does it mean to be in action? All right, action is simply this: living your life out loud and unashamed. You know, we talk a lot about social media, and sometimes I think we lean on social media like a crutch, and we fail to realize that this business was around long before there was such a thing called social media. People built massive businesses before Facebook was even invented, okay? So yes, I'm talking about living out loud on social media. Yes, I'm talking about, like Carol said, doing Facebook Lives. Yes, we're talking about 3, 3, and 5, or whatever you want to call it, consistently posting, consistently having conversation, and consistently adding new spheres of influence to your circle, right? That's all fine and good. But it's about being there and being consistent. So, you know, Pat shared a story a few minutes ago about a coach on his team, Lizette, who did some bridal shows. And you know what sometimes we do? Sometimes we feel like we're missing the golden goose that is making our business not grow. And some of you are like, that's what I'm missing. I'm not doing bridal shows. That's why my business isn't growing. And you've already signed up some bridal shows. Can I tell you something? It's not because you're not doing bridal shows that your business isn't growing. This is what happened with Lizette. Right? Some of us, we get into this mode of scarcity. We get into this mode of thinking, you know, why me and what's happening and I'm the exception. And when you get scarce, when you get in scarcity mindset, you know what it makes us do? Worry. Scarcity mindset makes us worry and it makes us stand still. But our why helps us be creative. You know what Lizette has? She had a strong why. And that why said, man, what if I did this? Right? So that's, it's not that you are not missing a golden goose. So here's what I want us to focus on there, right? Some of us are so good, and we talk about this with worry. We need to stop focusing on what could go wrong and start dreaming about what life will be like when things start going right. We're worrying. We spend all this time worrying about what happens and what people are going to think. And I'll talk more about that. Pat talked about that really, really well. But listen, stop thinking about what could go wrong and start dreaming about what could go right. You know, we talk a lot about this. Dan has great videos out there about what 3-3-3 is. Listen, you can't do 3-3-3 for a week and get upset when you're not adding clients. This is a 3-6 month consistent process without missing a day, right? So I want to give you an idea. This is something really practical for action that I can help you with that will, if you ever wonder how you can continue to start genuine conversations every day and never run out of opportunities. I'm going to give you what I've been doing for 4 years. I'm going to give it away to you. I'm going to tell you every day when I wake up, I send about 5 to 10 genuine text or Facebook messages with encouragement. Encouraging somebody. We get in our own heads about what conversation is. We get in our own head about, you know, what are people going to think? Listen, you tell me one person on this friggin' planet that doesn't like to be encouraged. Go ahead, I'll wait. Take 5 to 10 people, go through your phone, go through your Facebook, let their Facebook or social media give you clues as to what's happening in their life, and don't do a copy-paste nonsense like I think Drew was talking about. Send some, encourage them. Are they a good mom? Tell them that. Did you notice how hard they worked at work last week? Tell them that. Take 5 to 10 people and pour genuine encouragement, not because you want something from them, but because you are a person. You know what happens? When you spend time genuinely encouraging someone else, you know what that makes you? Approachable. It makes you attractional. People want to be around you. You know why some of us aren't growing a big business? Because you're not attractional. Every time people see stuff on your social media, it kind of sounds like you're whining. Kind of sounds like you're just looking for attention. Right? I'm not anti-prayer request, but if your Facebook feed is all filled up with you asking for prayer requests, I'm sorry, but you're not living an attractional life. It's all about what people can give to you. You're looking for attention from what people can give to you. And again, I'm not anti that. I'm just telling you. So spend some time, 5 to 10 minutes, on being genuinely encouraging to somebody else, all right? So I want to stop, or I want to finish with this one thought. And this is what this cool thing about encouragement is. You know that when people jump on program, what are they afraid of? They're afraid that they don't believe in themselves, that it's not going to work. If you spend time genuinely encouraging someone over a period of time and they decide to jump on program, who do you think they're going to reach out to? The one that's been pouring encouragement into them for the last several months. That's who they're going to reach out to. Okay? So, Pat talked a lot about this, about fear. And I want to ask you this, all right? And then think about it. If your business is not where you want it to be and it's stagnant, I can almost guarantee you that it's because you're afraid of something. There's something that you are afraid of that's keeping you right where you're at. It's keeping you from training. It's keeping you from consistent action. It's keeping you paralyzed right where you are at. All right? So, here's what I believe. Most of us don't lack the knowledge of what it's going to take to build a business like this. You don't lack knowledge. You don't lack time. You don't lack a network. You don't lack any of that stuff. What are we afraid of? Pat talked about it. We're afraid of what people think. We're afraid of failing. And I'm going to take this a little bit of a different direction. and tell you, fear is not your problem. The problem is not that you're afraid. The problem is what you're afraid of, right? Maybe we should start being afraid of being normal. Maybe you're too afraid of what people think about you. Maybe what you should start being afraid of is that you'll never change. Maybe you should start, if fear is that big of a motivator for you, if fear is that much of a motivator that it's going to keep you from a life that you have always wanted, maybe the problem is that you should just start being afraid of different things. If you're going to be that motivated by fear, why don't you let fear motivate you to do other things, right? Stop trying to eliminate fear from your life and start trying to change what you're afraid of. I'm not afraid of what people are going to say about me. You know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid of living small. I'm afraid of never changing. I'm afraid of not living the life I've always wanted. That's what I'm afraid of. And if that's what you're afraid of, you will do whatever it takes to get that life because it's what drives you and motivates you the most. So make a decision and go do it. Dan, go ahead, man.
Man, I am so sad I missed what you just said to put on my story on Instagram. That was absolute gold. Oh, my gosh. I've never heard that. Corey, dang. Be afraid of the right things. Be afraid of being broke. Be afraid of being mediocre. Be afraid of being average. Be afraid of waking up 1 year from now and nothing's changed in your life. Oh, yeah. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Dude, I love that, Baker. Man, that was gold. This whole thing. Listen, by far, I've been a part of a lot of boot camps, and you can tell me if you agree, and I'm not looking for pats on the back. Is this not by far the best boot camp single week training in history of the universe? Well, I mean, is that just me? That was just so much gold. I knew it was going to be from all these people, but wow. I might put this up on podcast so we can all listen to it in our cars and stuff. But I would definitely, don't spend another hour watching this training again, but put it in your ears while you're doing something else. Net time, no extra time. Get this in your heart, in your soul. Absolute gold, Corey. Thank you so much. So you might be looking at this, and we're going to end right now. So just chillax. It's only 10 after 8. You might be listening to all this, great, but you're like, but Dan, I was in panelists, all these great trainers, I need to know the how, I need to know the what's the business, like how, what do I say when I start a conversation, how, what if they bring up that money, that it costs too much, and I'm, what are the words that I can say that will change? Listen, we're going to get into a bunch of the skill sets. Don't you worry. You're going to have more skill sets than you know what to do with. But Corey just gave us a huge key. You already, just from being on this one boot camp, you already know more about how to build this business than you're putting into action. The rubber must meet the road. I guarantee you, if you signed up and got a coach kit, in that coach kit, in your team page, all of you are part of a team page because you're all part of this organization, you already have enough skill sets. If you watch Starting Point, if you went through the Learning Center, it doesn't matter. If you've done one thing, you already have enough. Someone asked where the podcast is. There isn't yet. I might create one and just throw this up so we can listen to this boot camp on podcasts throughout the week. But here's the thing, guys, we're going to get into all those skill sets. If we don't get all the stuff we talked about today in line, the mindset piece, you can do all the – actually, the truth is, I was going to say you can do all the skill sets that you want and they won't work. Actually, that's not the truth. If you don't get this stuff straight, you won't put into action and do any of the skill sets that we teach. I'm just telling you, I've been doing this long enough. This business, any business, but especially this business – is 90% mindset, because it's the mindset. Why do we spend so much time talking about your why? Well, because it's your why that's going to drive your action. If you skip that piece, there's nothing, when things get tough, you don't want to do the action. So all this flows together, guys. I so hope you got this today. We're going to give you plenty of skill sets. Don't worry about that, but we had to start here today. All right, we're going to jump into, speaking of action, we're going to jump into some commitments real quick and some action. I will post these up. And actually, Tiffany, can you put that Dean Graziosi video on the bootcamp page, the seven levels deep, because that's actually one of our action steps today, because we're right in sync. So you don't have to go looking for it. It'll be in the bootcamp, a link to it. And this is one of the most powerful things you'll ever do. Okay, let me share my screen real quick, and we're done in about 3 minutes, okay? Don't go anywhere. Okay, so here, first of all, I want to go over some commitments, and I will remind us of these every week. I will put these up on the bootcamp page. This is very important. Here's the commitments you are making by being part of this bootcamp. Okay, this is not just show up once in a while when you can to a weekly Zoom. You are making commitments to really get some momentum. Here's what our commitments are. First of all, you're doing some type of daily personal development, some kind of book, some kind of podcast. I highly recommend, and not because he's a friend of mine, but this Church Boy to Millionaire. And by the way, if that millionaire word bothers you, it's talking about an abundance mindset. It has nothing to do with money. Even if it did, who cares? I recommend this. Basically, here's why. I've read through this. I'm in the middle of listening to the audiobook that's available now. It's on Kindle. Go on Audible, have it in your ear. What this guy has mentored into my life over the last 5 years is right in this book. If you ever thought, man, I wish Doug Wood could be my mentor. Guys, I'm reading through this going, man, I remember when he told me that. I remember when we walked through that. I remember when my mindset changed in that. And I mean, all this, I actually was listening to a chapter in the audiobook and texted him yesterday and said, hey, you were talking about such and such. Yeah, I think I might be going through that a little bit. Can we chat? And it was just, you know, not everybody can't text Doug Wood, but this is real stuff, really good stuff, okay? So that's what I recommend. But every single day, you are going to commit to do some type of daily personal development. Read a book, do a podcast, an audiobook, something. That is key. We are all going to grow through this time. Number two, you are going to commit to check in to the Momentum Facebook group every single day. It can be a two-minute check-in. If you can't find 2 minutes in your day because you are too busy, then I recommend not being part of this, because you're not going to get momentum anyway, because you already, your life is filled up. There's no room for momentum in it. So recommend, that's number two, check into the Momentum Facebook group daily. These are commitments. Hey, by the way, if you want to improve your reputation with yourself, your self-worth, how much you value yourself, your self-confidence, honor commitments that you make to yourself. If you had a friend that every time they made a commitment to you, they broke that commitment, how much respect would you have for that person? So many of us live our lives making commitments to ourselves and then breaking those commitments, so we have no self-respect and no confidence and no self-esteem. Guys, you gotta honor your commitments to yourself. Start with small commitments. Start with these right here. Make a commitment and then honor it, so you can start to improve your reputation with yourself. Okay, number three, you are committing to these weekly boot camp trainings. Yes, live if you can. It's always best live, being in the chat, being in the flow. But if you can't, I totally get it. If you can't be on live, then you are watching it within 24 hours. We'll get the recording up, but it's also on in the Facebook group, in Facebook Live. So you can go and watch that any time. And you're also committing to your team trainings. That is very important. The Monday Night Leadership Call, including all that in there. There's a unified team training that we're all doing right now with the top leaders in the company. And I know some of you have like after parties or hangouts after that. So you are committing to that as well every single week. That's, what's it going to cost you time-wise? One Netflix show. Chill. Okay. Number four, you're going to, and then we have an action step. These are commitments, but here's an action. Here's a commitment related to an action step we're going to get to in a second. You're going to read it out loud and internalize your whys. Okay, we're going to talk about, Tiffany talked about the whys. That's one of your action steps this week, is getting clear on those. But every day, you're going to have those things somewhere. You will see them every day. I recommend on your bathroom mirror, or like a pastor used to say to us about notes, is put them in your Bible or on your fridge, whichever one you open more. So mine always went to my fridge. But put it somewhere. You're going to see it every day. Do the 30-second exercise of walking up to wherever that is and reading them out loud. That by itself will be a game changer. You will walk into every single day knowing absolutely clear, laser focused on your whys, okay? So these are all daily commitments. Remember, I'm going to put these up on the Facebook group, so you'll have them there. And then number five, all these foundations that Drew talked about, you're committing to keep those secure. Your personal health, being integrated, being congruent, engaging with your mentorship team, following the system. These are all basic foundations to build this business Nothing that we talk about will work without those. Okay, cool. Everybody, if you are in, all in on those, put all in on those commitments. Now we're going to end with the actions for week one. Here we go. Seven levels deep. That's what Tiffany was talking about. It's a Dean Graziosi, Grazioso. I don't know how which name it is, but awesome dude. Real good heart. I've heard him speak live. I've met him. Really great guy. He has this YouTube video called Seven Levels Deep where he walks you through this process of getting to your why and getting deeper, to getting to the heart of the matter. Tiffany is going to post that video link up on the Facebook group so you can have it right there. So your week one action this week is to do that exercise. Have them written down and visible. Remember, that's one of your boot camp commitments. If you don't have them written down and visible, you have set yourself up to not even be able to honor that commitment. Okay? So everybody, this is not – listen, if you're an integrated presidential director and you don't have somewhere you can right now go to and see your whys written down and read through them, then you need to do this as well. Maybe even update them. Who knows? When's the last time you wrote them down? We're all going to get super clear. That's going to drive everything else that we're doing. Number two, after you do this exercise and you get clear on your whys, you're going to snap a picture of them or you're going to copy and paste them and send them to your mentorship team. Okay, that's one of your actions for this week. Number three, and these are all very simple actions. You're putting this boot camp and trainings in your calendar on repeat. Don't worry if there's something already, just put it in there so you know it's happening. And you put the Zoom number in the location. I'm not saying you absolutely must be on live to everything, you know, if your kid has a baseball game, but make sure it's in the calendar so you know it's happening. So it reminds you to go back if you have a conflict and watch it. Okay, number four. This is this week. So the commitment had to do with keeping your foundation secure. The action for week one is get those foundations secure. Okay, if you've been haven't been in line with your personal health, you haven't been following the system, you haven't been integrated in trainings or with your mentorship team, any of those things, this is your week to get those secure. And I highly recommend you text your mentorship team and let them know, Pat, what your shifts were when it comes to these foundational things, okay? Text them, say, hey, I've had a shift in this area. I need to get these foundations secure this week. And then number five, okay, this is when we start to get into some of the real action that's going to bring results in your business. Every single person on this boot camp, show up to boot camp next week with a list of 100 people that need what you have to offer. We will do a live in the next couple days in the Facebook group. Some of you are going, I don't know 100 people. Where do I find 100 people? We will do a live and tell you where to find 100 people. But everybody's going to show up with a piece of paper with 100 names on it. Okay, that's your homework that you have to show up with next week too. All right, I hope this has been awesome. I'm going to end it now. I love all you guys. Best boot camp. Thank you to all of our panelists, Carol, Pat, Tiffany, Corey, Drew. Absolute gold today. We'll see you in the Facebook group. Everybody this week, and we'll see you back here next week. Bye, everybody.